the book Hebrews, part 258. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about What is Your God's Name? It's a A5 book, 500 plus pages. Or have a question or want to share anything, you're very welcome. Please use my WhatsApp contact number. It's a plus 27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to go, very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the other studies that we are also currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family and those that's dear to you. Please make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are busy with Hebrews chapter 11. And we are to continue in Jude 1 verse 14 to 18. That's our confirmation scripture. And from here on, you need to fasten your seatbelt. Because from here on, everything like a puzzle, all the pieces is just gonna fall into place. And you will find how certain scriptures is wrongly preached and teach to create the wrong impression. Is it possible? We're living in the time of the great lies. Everything is possible. Jude 1 verse 14. And Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, prophesies of these saying. Now I want you to listen to what he is saying. Now this, I do want to say the book Jude is the last book before the book Revelation in the Bible. It's the second last book. Thereafter we have the book Revelation. Now what I want us to hear what he says. Is things which is impossible that Enoch could have said it in his time when he was alive. And Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, he was the seventh generation, prophesied of these things saying, behold, it says in 16:11, the Lord, L-O-R-D with one capital L, not even all Lord, all capital letters, cometh with 10,000 of his saints. Now that his is a small H, it must be a capital H, if it refers to Yahushua, because the Lord is not God or Yahweh, because Yahweh is not coming with his saints, it is Yahushua. The bridegroom is coming with the saints, and that only happens in Revelation 19 verse 7 to 11 when he comes for one third of Israel, the remnant, for them to be harpachu, raptured, where before 7 years and 105 days Yahushua has appeared with the angels, not saints. Angels was never saints. Angels, he came with him with the clouds when the bride of Yahushua at the end of Revelation 3:22 with Parousia, the Greek is Parousia, being drawn away, coming with the coming, the Parousia for the bride. And then we found that just on that moment the great tribulation started to occur. So this is impossible for Adam, for Enoch to have said. I'm just going to read. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesies of these things. Behold. Now how would he have known? Behold, the Lord, or Yahweh, Almighty, cometh with 10,000 of his saints. This is totally untrue. It's unscriptural in terms of for Enoch to have said it, which was the seventh generation after Adam. First, who's the saints? Who's the angels? Is the angels the bride of Yahushua? Or is the saints the bride of Yahushua? I want you to answer me. Angels were never called bride. The Bible says that in Hebrews 7 verse 14, I think it is, it says that angels is messengers. They were spoken as the earth was spoken and the sun and the moon and the stars. So were angels spoken. They are messengers from Yahweh unto the people. And they carry swords with fire. So it's not a bride. Because when you speak about the saints, if you go and read Hebrews Revelation 19 verse 7 to 11, you can read the whole Revelation 19, but there between verse 7 and verse 11, the multitude of saints on white horses, coming with Yahushua when he comes on his white horse, with the sword, not in his hand to make war, but the sword is in his mouth. So with him comes the saints. Who's the saints? They were those that were parousia at the coming, were drawn away. Now 7 years and 105 days later, they are coming with, the saints is coming with Yahushua when he's going to set his foot on Mount Olive. And that's where Mount Olive will split in two and the valley of Abigidon will become visible. So what happens now? We must understand that the angels is not saints and the saints is not angels. So the way it's been written here in this scripture in Jude, trying to confirm what Apostle Paul has said. No, it's impossible. Because in between them all is an obstacle. And that obstacle is Genesis chapter 5. Think of verse 14. Well, we've dealt with it already. Genesis chapter 5. Which just says that Enoch was no more. Meaning that he died. So now we have Jude that says, and Enoch also the seventh of Adam prophesies of these things, saying, behold, Yahweh Almighty cometh up. When he says the Lord. Now when he says the Lord, we understand today through the revelation word that sometimes the Lord in the 1611 refers to Yahushua and other times it refers to the Father. Sometimes to the Son and other times to the Father. And we need to use our knowledge that Yahweh has given us through the Ruach HaKodesh, opening his word, to understand who's speaking. So when I look at saints, he cometh with 10,000s of his saints. He doesn't say 10,000, he said 10,000s. There's an S on the end. Uncountable. Now why is the bride of Yahushua uncountable? Because Yahweh made a promise unto Father Abram. He says, and your seed, your offsprings, will be from the seed Yahushua, and they will be as many as the stars in heaven and the sand on the sea. It's not Israel, the nation is going to be that large. It is the bride in the last 2,000 years, uncountable. And even this day today, new seed is added unto the prophecy of Abram from the seed, the one seed, which will be the seed of Judah, which will become Yahushua. Hallelujah. For the Lord Yahushua cometh with 10,000s of angels. That we now understand. Now I say this is totally untrue or unscriptural. Say, who's the saints? Now we understand. Who's the saint? The saints can't be angels and the angels can't be saints. Or are they the bride of Yahushua? Yes, 100%. We understand that the bride of Yahushua is called saints. Jude 1 verse 15. Now, I'm going to read verse 14 and continue into verse 15 to see how does it read together. Verse 14, and Enoch also was the seventh from Adam, prophesies of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of saints to execute judgment upon all. To execute judgment upon all. Now, when I read about judgment, it immediately draws my attention to Revelation 20, Revelation verse 20, where Israel is going through the great tribulation. One third of Israel is going to be saved, the remnant of Israel. Revelation 20 verse 7. Revelation 20, but then we have the Battle of Armageddon. Well, Revelation 20, verse 7 to 11. Then we have the Battle of Armageddon, Revelation 20, verse 11. Revelation 20, verse 8, where Yahweh just speaks a word, and the fire just falls from heaven and dissolves the whole earth. Revelation 20, verse 8, the white throne judgment. So, to execute judgments upon all. First of all, the judgment is not upon all. Because the bride doesn't go through any judgment. I've explained before, if we are holy enough, living in holiness, living in a close relationship with Yahweh Shua through the Ruach HaKodesh, teachings and guidance, then the moment that the coming of Yahweh Shua is going to appear, it's going to occur, we will be changed from earthly into a heavenly body, going to meet him up in the air. That's at the parousia, the coming of Yahweh Shua. Now the judgment is going to be after the Arpachu, but in other words, after he has come for one third of Israel, the rapture. So first you have the coming, then you have the rapture. To execute judgments upon all. This refers to the white throne judgment, meaning that then that the saints is the bride of Yahweh Shua, when I combine the two scripture parts. Meaning that the saints is the bride of Yahweh Shua. Now I just want to ask a question. Being the seventh generation from Adam, what did Enoch knew about Yahweh Shua and a gentle bride? Can you answer me? What knowledge would you say that Enoch had about Yahweh Shua and a gentle bride? He didn't even knew about a Hebrew or a Hebrew bride that's going to be there as well. That part of the bride will come from the 12 tribes of Jacob, the 12 sons of Jacob. But he didn't knew nothing. Enoch didn't know nothing. He didn't even knew about Moses. He wouldn't even knew about Abram, Isaac and Jacob. What did Enoch knew about Yahweh Shua and the gentle bride? Nothing. Nothing. Nix. Aziku. He didn't knew nothing. But reading this scripture with these scriptures that I've quoted creates confusion. And this is where Satan plays the card of bringing the pieces of the puzzle together in order for the church people, especially the Protestant Catholics and the Charismatics, to understand that Enoch was drawn into heaven alive, which is a biblical lie. What did Enoch knew about Yahweh Shua and the gentle bride? He, Yahweh Shua, will gather for himself. Now it says here, and Enoch, a gentle bride, he, Yahweh Shua, will gather for himself nothing. When he will cover, when he will gather the bride, will be after the final covenant was formed. Daniel 9:27, Daniel 12:11, Daniel 12:12. Those scriptures need to be filled before you can come to where he's going to appear for a gentle bride. I'm just going to read Jude 1:15. to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that there are ungodly among them, of all their ungodliness deeds which they have ungodlily committed, and all their hard speeches which the godly sinners have spoken against him. Now that him is surely Jaffa, because they don't know Yahshua, the creator of heaven and earth, so that must be a capital H. Now I say, as a remark, there is no Old Testament document in the book of Genesis to prove the things which Jude is written about. There is no evidence to confirm what the prophet Jude has said. Now what are we going to do, or the apostle Jude has said? So what are we going to do, because of the lack of time? I'm going to stop right here. Tomorrow morning we will start with this immediately, if his Father's will. Maranatha, Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.